Habits of Highly Successful Manifestors.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted, thrilled to be bringing you this podcast every day, Monday through Friday, in 2017. And listen, there's a lot of newbies all over the place, but we were here in 2009, February. We're coming up on an anniversary. We're so excited. And we're so delighted that we have helped people in 60 different countries save their relationship, build a better business, build a better career, attract opportunities, increased health and wealth. Ah, it's wonderful. And we get letters, especially around the holiday season. Sometimes after we've done our work, people have moved on with their life and they're doing well. We don't hear from them. Then all of a sudden we get a text or all of a sudden we get an email. It just feels good to help empower other people. Okay, we're talking about habits of highly successful manifestors. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about a Japanese philosophy. And this philosophy has been employed since about the 1930s. You know, there was a time when made in Japan meant junk. I mean, it really did. If you had anything made in Japan, it was junk. Okay. The only good things were made in the USA or made in Germany or made in the UK. But made in Japan meant junk. But they changed that around with a philosophy called Kaizen. And Kaizen means change. It means powerful, small, incremental changes. And that's what they began doing after World War II. Now, there's a whole story about Kaizen, and it's worth investing your time into. But I'm just going to give you a synopsis right now. So by the 1950s, most Japanese companies were employing the philosophy of Kaizen, which is small, incremental improvements. Small, incremental improvements. Kaizen, absolutely powerful. And this has been the secret of Toyota. Toyota has employed Kaizen since about the 50s. And, you know, when you talk about a Toyota, you don't talk about junk. You talk about a very quality car. So the bottom line is that they have learned the secret of small incremental changes. And that's what I want you to learn in 2017, starting with these habits. Now, I pulled habits of highly successful manifestors, people that know how to manifest, you know, whatever it is they want in their life. You know, they know how to build a big business. They know how to attract a lot of money. They know how to have an extraordinary, loving, happy relationship. These are manifestors, and they're successful at it. And so here is what they do, and you can begin applying these habits in small increments, and you will notice huge changes in your life. One, they are constantly talking to themselves. They monitor their self-talk. And, you know, clients oftentimes will ask me, when do I do my affirmations? Should I do them in the morning? Should I do them in the evening? You know, successful manifestors are constantly doing their affirmations because they're constantly talking to themselves. An affirmation isn't something you do, it's something you are. And so when you become a new belief, when you become a new identity, then you are constantly talking at that vibration, at that level of consciousness. Constant affirmations, talking to yourself in positive, empowering ways all the time. Highly successful manifestors keep a journal, and it can be as simple as what they did and what they plan to do. Having a journal gives you kind of a roadmap of where you've been, so you can see whether you're kind of moving in a circle or whether you're moving in a direct line. But it also tells you where you're likely to go. Where you have been is where you are likely to go unless you are willing to make powerful, massive change to your life. And that's what you're doing by listening to this podcast, by subscribing to it, and by sharing it with your friends. You're making small incremental changes that will eventually add up to massive change in your life and the outcomes and the things that you attract and who you are and what you do. Highly successful manifestors, they pray and they meditate. They take that spiritual time on a regular basis, even if it means just shutting the lights and putting on some quiet music. They take that time to go internal, to go within themselves. That's what they do. Highly successful manifestors are masters of their emotions. They may give you the impression they're angry sometimes, but they're really not. They're just using that as an energy, or to put it a better way, they're acting. They're not actually feeling the anger. So they understand that their emotions are essential, and to have control of your emotions is to have control of your vibration. And have control of your vibration, it's about what you're attracting. When you control your emotions, you control your vibrations, and that is what you are sending to the infinite field of potential, and ultimately that is what you are attracting. It's very simple. You have to be master of your emotions. It's interesting that Warren Buffett reportedly spends 80% of his day reading. Now, he's one of the richest men in the world. You would think out of an entire workday that he might spend 5% reading or 3%, but he spends 80% reading because he wants to learn. He's in a constant state of learning. So number 5, successful manifestors read. And if you don't like reading, we talked about this in yesterday's podcast, get a subscription to audible.com. They have a lot of books there, a lot of stuff. Now, they may not have everything you need. You may need some specialized knowledge in a particular subject, but they have a lot. So anyway, you got to read or learn on a daily basis.
There is one difference between peak performers and those who just settle for seconds, thirds, or worse. This one difference is the edge between those who attract the life they desire and those who struggle and never seem to obtain what they desire. The difference is confidence. Now you can unlock the door to a life of confidence, power, and magnetism. You can obtain a promotion, talk to anyone anywhere, make more money, be a compelling public speaker, meet and attract the opposite sex, build your own company, enjoy the popularity you deserve. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com And download your copy of the first new audio program release of 2016 from Robert Zink. Empower yourself with a life-changing program, Building Confidence, Personal Power and Magnetism by Robert Zink. In this program, you will experience 24 confidence-building techniques, the Miracle Hypnotic Confidence Accelerator, and the 2-Minute Daily Confidence Claiming Exercise. Get your instantly downloadable copy of the audio program, Building Confidence, Personal Power and Magnetism, now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. It will change your life.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number six, successful manifestors communicate with clarity. They make what they say clear, and they will oftentimes repeat back what another person says so that they fully understand what that other individual is talking about. They communicate clearly, and that's important. Successful manifestors practice self-control, which means that even if they don't feel like working out, they work out for 45 minutes, an hour every day. Even if they are craving that hot Cinnabon, they say no. Now, it doesn't mean that they don't have treats from time to time, but they practice self-control, self-discipline. You know, it's essential that you have discipline over yourself. How can you discipline wealth? How can you discipline a happy, loving, joyful relationship if you can't discipline yourself? You need to be master of your emotions. You need to be master of your self-control. And you need to be master of communication. So there you have it. 7 powerful habits that manifestors do on a daily basis. And pick one or two of them and begin implementing them right now. Kaizen, remember? Small incremental changes on a regular basis to your company, to yourself, to your goals, to your health will make a huge difference at the end of the year. Actually, it'll make a huge difference long before that. But by this time next year, you'll be looking at a whole new business, a whole new relationship, a whole new you. I'm serious. You can and will manifest the life you desire. Thank you for listening, and be sure and share this podcast on Facebook or on whatever social media you're on. Thank you so much. You have a great day now because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.